Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The Morning Mess on demand on 95X.com.
95X, home to the Morning Mess. It's Marty and Shannon Glass, Animals and Gooey. Shannon, we've got some guests joining us in the studio, and we're so glad to do this type of stuff because, you know, when people do great things and organizations do great things, I mean, we like to share it, you know?
We do. We share the positive. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can check out pictures of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. So we're going to start with Mrs. Farnsworth from Jordan Elbridge School, and thank you very much for making the journey in. And she's a Morning Master, by the way, too.
Yes,
so we appreciate you listening. I'm surprised that you actually listened to this and then still want to bring kids into the studio.
Me too, a little bit. I hope I don't get in trouble for
this. Okay. I'm always good around children. I got three of my own. It's not that I don't in front of them, but other kids, I will
exactly.
be fine. So tell us a little bit about what Jordan Elbridge Middle School is doing. And, I mean, the horrible situation and the crisis that's going on in Ukraine. So what are you guys doing in the Jordan Elbridge District?
Yeah, so we are actually an international baccalaureate world school, which means that one of our guiding principles is service. We really work hard to make the world a better, more peaceful place through taking action. So all of our students at some point in their time at GEMS are engaged in service projects, service activities, service learning. And that's where they go out into the community locally or globally, and they take action when they see something that needs to be changed.
How common is this in different school districts around Central New York, this type of stuff?
We have a few in our area, but, you know, we're a very special school. So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, I wish more people would get, I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the whole world needs this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's sort of our goal, is to kind of bring some awareness to what we're doing and to get people thinking about the power of one student.
Yeah. So when it comes to the crisis in Ukraine and stuff, what did you guys do? What's some of the stuff that you're doing to help out at Jordan Elbridge?
I'll let one of the kids talk about this.
Okay, who do you want to introduce first? Do you want to start with Will right there?
Yeah, let's start with Will.
All right, Will, step up to the mic.
Hi, my name's Will.
Yeah, step right up there, buddy. There you go. How old are you, Will?
14.
14, okay. And eighth grade?
Yep.
Ah, good guess, right? So, all right, so what do you want to say, Will? What have you done to help out with the crisis in Ukraine?
So what we've done for the crisis in the Ukraine, we've donated at least around to 600 to 700 medical supplies that were shipped on Friday last week.
That is so awesome. You know how helpful that's going to be?
Really.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's going to be extremely helpful. So how do you feel doing something like a good deal like that? It makes you know, warms your heart a little bit, right? You feel good for doing that, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there's kids your age.
Mm-hmm.
Refugees from Ukraine who got to run out of their country and stuff like that. So for you to be able to help out and do that type of stuff, good job, Will. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to come over here. We've got two young ladies standing in front of me. It reminds me of my daughter's age. So you're both 13, right?
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go first? Flip a coin. I don't care. All right, we'll start with you. Come on up here. All right, what is your name?
My name's Bridget.
Bridget, okay.
I'm 13. And it's really amazing how all of these students who may not have any personal connection to Ukraine are just donating lots of supplies to help. And we collected medical supplies, feminine products, like around 700, like Will said, and it's a lot.
That's awesome.
And they got sent to Kyiv, so I'll let Elena talk
you
now.
Know, and that's cool. And real quick, Bridget, I was watching the news update yesterday, and they're like they only have food supplies and stuff and emergency, you know, medical stuff for like maybe 3 or 4 days. So what you guys are doing to do is very much needed. So you should be proud of yourself and good job with that, definitely.
It is an ongoing service. Like, we just had to collect as much as we could in the past few days because the organization was shipping out to Kyiv last weekend.
Yeah.
So
this warms my heart, Shannon. These are 13 and 14-year-old kids.
It's incredible.
Who are stepping up and doing that. Last but not least.
Pictures of the drive on our Facebook page.
You've
got to see the amount of stuff they collected.
Absolutely. Go to our Facebook page and check it out. Marty and Shannon, 95X. All right, your name?
Elena.
I forgot the... And I'm sorry. I introduced myself when they all came in, and I'm horrible with names. I'm sorry. So You're 13 as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your take on the whole thing, what you guys have done to help Ukraine?
I think it's really amazing how, adding on to what Bridget said, that, like, these people didn't have, like, connections or, like, could really relate to the people in Ukraine, but they were like, oh, this is really upsetting. I want to help out. And just in 4 days, it was a lot of supplies that we collected. And it's just really...
Makes you feel good, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's really cool to see that people were like, yeah, I really want to help out with this. This really sucks.
Yeah, no, it does. It's horrible what's going on. And I mean, think about it. We were talking off the air, and you play sports, right?
Yeah.
So think about the freedom we have. Sports season's coming up for the spring sports and stuff like that. And meanwhile, you got kids in Ukraine that are running for their lives and becoming refugees. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes me like think about like my situation and how grateful I am.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you guys all did a great job. Mrs. Farnsworth, you guys have done a great job. We're very grateful for you.
Thank you so much for bringing awareness to what we're doing. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the Jordan Elbridge community, because we had parents, community members call in and offer to make donations, offer to help. And I also want to give a shout out to the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, who is the Syracuse organization that we've worked with to make sure this could be possible. So
absolutely.
I just want to say thanks to everybody who participated.
We've got like two listeners who listen to us. So if those two listeners, no, but seriously.
Well, Alexis is one of them. So
Alexis is one of them, and then someone else, you know. But if they want, if Morning Mass Nation, because our listener, I've worked several different radio stations, and the community itself is very generous. If people outside of the community want to help, like Morning Mass Nation, because I know they're listening right now saying, okay, and we're going to get the text messages pouring in, how can we help? Is there any way, like, can people still help? Are you still doing this type of stuff?
We're still accepting donations because, obviously, this is something that's going to be going on for a while.
Sure.
There's going to be a need for a while. So if they're interested in contacting us or working with us or donating more, they can go to our school website, jecsd.org. They can also call Jordan Elbridge School District. Anybody can speak to what we're doing, but I'm happy to speak to anyone who's interested. We would love to keep this going.
If it's okay with you, we can share that up on our Facebook page,
excellent,
too, to make it easier for Morning Mass Nation. So,
please.
You should feel honored that work with these kids. And our kid's amazing.
I am. And these are only three of our students.
These are three, yeah.
Everybody, all of our eighth graders right now are working on an independent service project where they come up with their own idea. And over the course of the school year, they go out and try to make the world a better place.
That's so awesome.
Will right now is working to do fundraising for Special Olympics. These girls yesterday just did a volleyball clinic with over 40 kids where they taught young kids how to play sports and how to be resilient. So
look at that.
These are just a few of the awesome kids at Jordan Elbridge Middle School.
These are a few of the kids, a lot of kids that are going to go places in life. Let's learn a little bit more about them real quick. Will, step back up here. So what kind of music? Are you into like, you said you like rock music?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you play any instruments? Are you into anything like that? Or do you just like to listen to it?
I just like to listen to it.
Yeah. What else should we know about Will that you want to tell us?
Well, I'm learning Polish to...
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Maybe talk to my friends a bit more.
So is this running your family or...
No.
No, okay.
I just want to, like, you know...
Good for you, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. 14 years old, he's learning Polish. I can't even speak English, so that's that's really good. All right, what about you two? You guys, these are the sports nuts over here, Shannon. I got two girls in front of me. We'll start with you again, and I forgot your name already.
You.
Remind me. Hang on. Don't tell me. Caitlin?
No.
What was it again?
Bridget.
Bridget. Darn it. I'm horrible. Go ahead, Bridget. What do you do for sports?
I play volleyball with my friends, and I really enjoy playing lacrosse.
Nice. So you're coming into lacrosse season now.
Yeah.
Are you in shape? Have you been training?
Yeah, I've been practicing every
day. Good for you. And you're also in theater, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a musical coming up?
I'm in a current production right now.
That's awesome. And what is that production?
I'm doing Moana Jr.
My daughter just did that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. So good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the good work. All right, last but not least, Elena?
Yeah.
How do I remember that? That one just stuck. Okay, so you're a sports nut, too.
Yeah.
What sports do you play?
Volleyball, basketball, lacrosse, and then my all-time sport is cheerleading.
Look at you.
Goodness,
that is fantastic.
Busy.
She does a lot of cheerleading. She was telling me off the air, Shannon, that she actually travels, and you're going someplace this weekend for a cheer, right?
Yeah, we're going to the Kalahari Resort in the Poconos.
Oh,
that
fun.
Is awesome. Good stuff. So outside of that, like, do you prefer volleyball or lacrosse more outside of the cheerleading?
I like lacrosse because I like doing.
You like
more.
Hitting people?
Like
she looks rough and tough. I'm telling you, like she just likes to clock people with a stick. I'm just kidding. Well, keep up the good work. Good luck this weekend. Okay.
Thank you,
Shannon. It's always good to meet the students. I mean, these are 13 and 14 year old middle schools that go to Jordan Elbert doing great things.
We're always talking about, you know, share the positive, and whenever we get a story about kids doing awesome things, we're excited, and I love that we get to share some local kids.
Absolutely, this is definitely sharing the positive, and they should all be proud. Mrs. Farnsworth, one more time, we want to say thank you for taking the time to bring these students in, and more importantly, for what you're doing with the crisis that's going on in Ukraine. So we'll put all the information up on our Facebook page and see if we can help out even more.
Thank you so much for the support, Marty and Shannon.
Absolutely. All right, it's The Morning Mess on 95X.
The Morning Mess on demand on 95X.com.
Chili Peppers' latest one called Black Summer. You're listening to The Morning Mess with Marty and Shannon, 95X. I feel like I need to sit here and just breathe for a second. It's been extremely busy this morning, but it's a good thing, right? I've got to give a shout-out to Ronald. He was calling number 9, scored a pair of tickets to go to Sharky's for Saturday night, the Boogie Fever Dance Party.
Ooh.
It's
going
to be a good time at Sharky's, Route 57 in Liverpool.
Make sure you put your disco outfit on, because they are doing like prizes for the best disco outfit.
Oh, gosh.
Just
makes
you know.
Me want to go just to see that.
I know.
That is fantastic. All right, so check this out. Roots of Alternative Podcast, if you want to check it out, with Dixon and Jack here from 95X. They're in the year 2020. And a new decade brought a different creative energy to the alternative world. Dayglow, Claro, Glass Animals, and so much more come onto the scene. And they talk about it. Roots of Alternative Podcast, brought to you by Syracuse Haulers at 95X.com. Wherever you get your podcast, you can check it out. All right, here we go. A little history lesson for you today. It is March 23rd, believe it or not. We talked about this earlier on The Morning Mass. Today is National Puppy Day.
The pictures are awesome on our Facebook page.
Yeah. National Chip and Dip Day today. That sounds awesome.
Oh, I love tamales. It's tamale day.
Hot tamale. There you go. Also, 25 days until Easter, and keep listening to The Morning Mass at 95X, because Shannon and I want to egg your house.
Yeah.
Details coming soon on 95X. On this day, in 1912, the Dixie Cup was invented for the very first time, believe it or not.
Did it have that, like, blue stripy pattern on the side?
I didn't see a picture of what the cup looked like, but it was definitely invented on this date. Back in 1912. On this date in 1972, Evel Knievel broke 93 bones after successfully jumping 35 cars. Wow. That's insane. Can you imagine the pain? Breaking 93
and that was
bones?
Successfully jumping.
And that was, he did it successfully, didn't kill himself. Damn near. But. Let's see here. John Fogerty's Centerfield album hits number one on this date back in 1985.
Put me in, coach.
Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley got married on this date in 1985. Lasted 10 years, which is a long time back then. The Bold and the Beautiful soap opera premiered for the first time. 1987. Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky hearts. It just...
Is that when this was on the radio?
1992, Billy Ray Cyrus released Achy, Breaky Heart, believe it or not.
Oh, you couldn't get away from that song.
Titanic. Celine Dion, Because You Loved Me.
Yes.
Hits number one on this date back in 1996. Titanic won 11 Oscars on this date in 1998. Wow. 11 Oscars they won. Can you imagine? What a great movie that was, seriously. Long, but it was good.
It was so long, it was two VHS tapes.
On this date in 2003, at the 75th Academy Awards, Eminem became the first rapper to take home an Oscar. Wow. That's cool. And it happened back in 2003. David Letterman announced he had gotten married to Regina Lasko on this date back in 2009. Liz Taylor passed away on this date in 2011. Wow. It's been 11 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some random facts for your Wednesday. Make you a little bit smarter. Hopefully this helps a little bit. Bogs and other peatlands store more carbon dioxide than all other vegetation types worldwide combined.
Aren't we lucky to have Beaver Lake Nature Center?
Look at that. The Here's Johnny scene from The Shining took three days to film and 60 doors.
Yeah, that was a maniacal look in that
You know,
face.
I've never seen the movie Shining.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those old ones that actually does creep me out.
There are more payday loan businesses in America than McDonald's. And it's not even close. There's about 23,000 payday loan businesses versus about 13,000 McDonald's. Holy cow.
Wow. That's sad.
Paul McCartney earned $7 million the entire time the Beatles were together.
He's worth over $1 billion now.
He's earned more than $1.2 billion since then, yes. The Chinese buffet was created in Vancouver, British Columbia back in 1870.
Wait, the Chinese buffet is that old?
Some Scandinavian immigrants set up a traditional Scandinavian smorgasbord. And they had a chef stock in Chinese food instead of the unusual stuff like fish and bread and that type of stuff. So therefore, that's how the Chinese buffet was created. It wasn't even created in China.
Wow.
It was created in Vancouver, British Columbia back in 1870. There you go. Five
that
random facts.
That is a cool bit of news right there.
It's 95X.
The Morning Mess on Demand on 95X.com.
Hey, it's Tate of the Tyson Tate Podcast.
Let's it fly for three and nothing but net.
It is that time of year again.
Stuffs it home with two.
The brackets are set.
And that raises the energy in this building.
And Titus and I will be giving you the best tournament coverage around.
He'll dribble out of traffic and Matt is going to do it.
Episodes will be dropping every night after the games.
Do not write the epilogue just yet.
Tuesday and Fridays, typically, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts.